Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you, as a parent or educator, a quick professional briefing on the source materials your students are exploring today.
Okay, let's jump right in then, starting with science and health.
Sounds good.
Our first item is about some really innovative medical tech, these experimental things called agrobots.
Right. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon are developing them. They're tiny cell-sized biobots designed for, you know, really precise medicine delivery inside the body.
And the key idea is using the patient's own biological material, like muscle fibers.
Exactly. That's one major goal, to sort of sidestep the whole immune rejection problem. But the really novel part, I think, is the cilia.
The tiny hair-like things.
Mm-hmm. They act like little oars, basically, giving these biobots the specialized propulsion they need to move through tricky environments like the bloodstream. It's a pretty creative engineering.
And that work was published in Science Advances.
That's right. It really shows how thinking, well, a bit outside the box, using the body's own tools can tackle these big bioengineering hurdles.
Okay, so that's a microscopic solution. Let's shift now to health on a much larger scale. Looking at these recent measles outbreaks.
Yes, the situation in South Carolina. They've confirmed 8 cases now.
And that led to quarantining over 150 unvaccinated students, right?
It did. And it's part of this, well, frankly, worrying national picture. The U.S. count for 2025 has hit 1,563 confirmed cases.
Wow, across 41 states.
Yeah, highest number since 1992. Health officials are, of course, stressing that the MMR vaccine, which we've had since 63, is very effective.
But here's the crunch point, isn't it? That national vaccination rate is hovering around 92.5%.
Right, which sounds high, but it's actually below that crucial 95% threshold needed for what we call herd immunity.
It really highlights how fragile that protection is, especially when you hear that, 94% of this year's cases were in unvaccinated people?
Precisely. So for discussions, this really opens the door to talking about critical thinking with health information, and also, you know, how community actions like vaccination protect everyone.
Okay, let's move from biological systems to political ones. We looked at the leadership change in Madagascar.
Yes, following weeks of what were called Gen Z protests.
Triggered by things like utility cuts, water supply issues, and more broadly, calls for better jobs and education.
That's the context. And it's happening in a country where, despite being the world's top vanilla producer, nearly 3/4 of the population lives in poverty. So deep economic stress there.
President Rajoelina was impeached. He fled the country. And then Colonel Michael Randriarina led a military coup.
Correct. He's now assumed the presidency. But, and this is important, he stated he plans to hold office only temporarily, maybe 18 months to 2 years, until new elections can be organized.
So the discussion prompt here is pretty clear.
Yeah, how do people organize for change when they feel leaders aren't meeting their needs? And importantly, what are the risks involved when things reach that kind of boiling point?
Okay. Our second civic story today serves as a, well, a stark warning about digital communication.
It does. Several young Republican leaders' aides, officials from state GOP chapters, have lost jobs or are facing calls to resign.
And this stems from published chat room texts.
Yes, Politico obtained about 2,900 pages of these communications, and the content was deeply disturbing. Praise for Hitler, racial and anti-Semitic slurs, jokes about gas chambers.
Which leaders from both parties condemned.
Absolutely. Experts pointed out that this kind of thing severely degrades public discourse, but for students, it's a powerful, if harsh, lesson about digital citizenship.
That your online words have very real, very lasting consequences.
Exactly. So the conversation starter here is definitely around ethical decision making online, what's appropriate to post or share, and really understanding those long-term impacts.
Okay, let's shift gears now to community and inspiration, definitely needed after those heavier topics.
Agreed. We found a really heartwarming story about Christoph Wagoner in Austin, Texas. He runs a nonprofit called October's Child.
October's Child, right. They host this huge free costume giveaway every year for Halloween.
Yeah, and he's an accomplished seamster. He spends the whole year finding costumes at thrift stores, getting donations, and then meticulously restoring them, cleaning, embellishing. making them look brand new.
He started it back in 2017.
Yes, really to address the rising cost of costumes. His goal is to make sure kids from families who might be struggling financially still get high-quality outfits, feel included, feel valued.
It's a great example of seeing a need and using your specific skills to fill it.
Absolutely. So for your students, how can they spot needs in their own community? And what steps could they take to help others feel included and valued?
Great questions. And finally, we wrap up with our quote of the day.
Today, it's from the astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He said, "No one is dumb who is curious. The people who don't ask questions remain clueless throughout their lives."
Tyson, who directs the Hayden Planetarium and hosted the Cosmos Revival, is, you know, famous for making science accessible.
And this quote really gets to the heart of learning, doesn't it?
It really does. The sheer value of curiosity, asking questions as the starting point for, well, everything. Lifelong learning in a nutshell.
So those sources and ideas form the basis of today's educational content for your students. We hope this briefing was helpful.
Yes, and we really encourage you to use some of those discussion prompts to keep the conversation going. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.